Hi, this is Lawrence, a licensed agent with Mega Camera Recorded Line. Did you want to go over your 2026 plans and see what's new for you this year?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, great. Perfect. Can I just start with your zip code, please?
It's 29440.
All right. Is that in Georgetown County or Williamsburg County?
It's Georgetown.
Georgetown. All right. 1 second there. Okay. And just really quick here, and then we'll get right into it here. Before we begin, Medicare requires to let you know that we don't offer every plan in your area. We currently represent four organizations, which offer 39 products in your area. You can always contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE for all available options. And just for compliance purposes here, if we get disconnected from the phone call, do you give us permission to call you back?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you for that. All right, let's see here. Just got a few questions here for you. My first question here for you is, do you make your own health care decisions, or does a family member or social worker help you with that?
Well, can I say something right quick before we start that?
Absolutely.
Asking questions?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I'm calling on behalf of my son, Jaron Gardner.
Okay.
And we come to an agreement on his health. So sometimes he got his input, and then I'll, probably advise him. But he can speak if I need to let him get on the phone. But I just wanted to make sure, to ask a question about the allowance, the $1,200 allowance, I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some different options here. Everyone kind of qualifies. Okay. It just really depends on what we get you qualified for. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
How old is your son?
He's
33. And is he on Medicare? Because he'd have to be on Medicare.
Yeah. Yes, he is. Because he's a dialysis patient. He's partially blind. He got some issues going on with him.
Okay. Well, yeah. Let's see if I can. Is he? I mean, as long as he's on the phone, or
Let me get him.
Okay. But yeah, if you want to speak for him, that's fine.
Okay. 1 second. Jaron.
Yeah.
You wait?
Yeah.
I got someone on the line for you. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Okay, yes,
this
I'm
is
here.
Him right now. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing? My name is Lawrence. We were looking to see if we can get you qualified for some extra benefits here. Your mom was telling me that you guys kind of work together as far as making some of those decisions. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, if you're fine with her speaking on your behalf, as long as you're somewhere in proximity there, I can have her walk. I can walk her through it, or if you have questions, of course you can ask. Did you want to go ahead and proceed?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So just some basic questions here for you. Obviously, it seems like your mom helps you out there, but she is there, so that's good. I like to hear that. Are you guys currently living in a nursing home or a long term care facility?
No, sir.
No, okay. And I'm also going to review some of your medication. And I'm sorry, what was your name, sir? I apologize.
Jaron Gardner.
Jaron. Okay, Mr. Gardner, I'm going to be reviewing some medications as well. I don't need them at the moment, but do you have access to your medications?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. That's all I need to know. And then my last thing I need is, and maybe your mom has this, is your red, white, and blue Medicare card, because I just need the number off of that so I can find you in the system.
Okay.
Okay, I'll give us a minute.
Okay, yeah, take your time.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, it should be like a series of letters and numbers right below your name.
Okay,
hold on.
It's, let me get to some light, I think. Okay, it's 9, T as in Tom, W as in water, 8, W as in water, E as in egg, 3, W as in water, G as in goat, 5-1.
5-1, okay, give me 1 second. Let me see if I can find him in the system, and then that'll see what we get you qualified for, okay?
Okay.
There. Okay, yeah, so Jaron Gardner, And just before we continue, and you can, like I said, Mom, you can answer for him. Before I look up information in our system to determine eligibility, do we have your permission to proceed?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, I just want to confirm some basic information here while it's in front of me here. It looks like I have, so Jaron Gardner, date of birth is June 9th,
1992? Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And I have, are you guys still at the 234 Greentown Road, Georgetown?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. All right. Let's see if we can find it for you. Now, are you guys on? Are you on any kind of state assistance like Medicaid?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right. Let me see what I can find here. And you said Georgetown County, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let me see what we can find. Now, you were saying that you're looking for some extra benefits, like grocery cards, give back programs, flex cards, things like that. Correct?
Yes.
All right, yeah, let's see if we can find that for you. Now, obviously we want to put some more money in your pocket. That's definitely something we want to do here for you. But we also want to make sure all your medical needs and health needs are met as well. So that being said, how often is Jaron going to the doctors? Jaron? I want to make sure I'm saying that correct.
Yes, sir.
Jaron.
Okay. Yeah, Jaron, how often are you going to the doctors? Do you go pretty regularly, maybe just for your annual checkups? What's your situation with that?
I go you could say every week.
Every week? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any upcoming procedures or surgeries, anything major coming up, or is it just, just regular?
Yes, sir.
You do have something coming up?
I got one Thursday and Friday.
Okay. Is that like a major procedure coming up this week?
Well, it's not really a procedure. He had a partial amputee, and he's going back for a post-op. He got two more visits coming up, and he also goes to dialysis Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. And right now, it looks – so, Zion, what exactly coverage do you guys have for his health care right now?
We have the Medicaid, and then we've got the Medicare card. Medicare.
Okay. All right, because I'm looking to see what we can get him qualified for. How about in the last year? Or actually, let me ask you this: how about our dental? Are we? Do we need any dental procedures? Are you needing anything that's scheduled?
Well, yeah, he needs to go to the dentist. We don't have a dentist for him right now at this moment, but I'm looking for in the future to schedule him for a dental appointment.
Okay. Okay, we'll see if we can maybe help with that. And how about our vision? Do we need prescription glasses? Do we?
Well, he's going to an ophthalmologist, but he has that on a regular. I think every three to four months, he goes to the ophthalmologist to get an injection.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let me see what we have here for you, and then. And are you able to drive him around, Mom? You're able to take him to his appointments, things like that?
Yes.
Okay. And hearing's okay? Do we ever look into hearing aids? Ever looked into something like that?
No hearing aid, no.
Okay.
Just give me a second. I got this therapist coming to the door. Hold on a second.
No problem. Take your time.
Hey. How you doing? Good. How about you?
Good. You're right in the room. Cold enough for you?
Way past cold
enough. Okay. Okay, I'm going to finish up the interview since he's in with his therapist.
Okay, yeah, no, you're fine. Yeah, I can talk to you. I'm sorry, what's your name? I apologize.
My name is Lanier Gardner.
Lanier. Okay, thank you, Ms. Gardner. Yeah, give me one second. I'm just pulling some stuff here. And obviously, like I said, you know the situation. Now, are you receiving any kind of OTC or flex cards or grocery cards that you're aware of?
No, we don't have any of that.
No. Okay. And because right now it looks like he's in a prescription drug plan with, looks like that's with, I believe, WellCare. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, WellCare.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you said everything else is covered through Medicaid?
Yes. Either Medicaid or I guess Medicare between those
two. All right. Well, let me see what I can find here for you. Give me a quick second. I'm just going to place in a really quick hold, and we'll see what I can do for you.
Okay.
And how about now, you're saying he has some procedures coming up. Is that all taken care of through his Medicaid?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Because what I'm trying to do right now, I'm just trying to see I'm just trying to see what we can get him qualified for. That way we can, you know, like I said, make sure everything still works out. Actually, while I'm doing that, Ms. Gardner, can I get the name of his primary care doctor?
Jack Setcliffe.
Setcliffe?
Yes.
First name is Jack?
Yes.
Okay, hold on a second. Is that doctor pretty close to you?
Yes.
Okay, Jack Setcliffe. Okay, is he off of Fraser Street in Georgetown?
No, he's in Pawleys Island.
Jack Setcliffe.
With the Tideland Community Health Center.
Let me see. I do see Jack Setcliffe here. Maybe he has a few offices. Because sometimes doctors have a few offices. Let's see. You said, where do you go when you see him? You see him at where?
We in Pawleys Island.
All right. Give me 1 second. Let me see. I'm assuming this is the same doctor. I just want to make sure there. Sutcliffe. And you're in South Carolina. Oh, yeah. Pawleys Island. Off Ocean Highway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got him. Yeah, that's him. Okay. And does he see any, I'm assuming he does, what specialist does he see?
The ophthalmologist is a specialist. What else? He goes to his first visit to the orthopedic, and he's going to see a hand specialist. And all of those are in Mount Pleasant, except for the ophthalmologist that's in Charleston.
Got it. Is there a particular doctor that he sees when he goes there?
hold on. I got it right here. Oh, and then endocrinologist too. Okay, so he sees the endocrinologist, and his name is Andrew Stevens.
Andrew Stevens?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that Stevens with a V or a PH?
PHENS.
Okay. And first name is Andrew?
Yeah.
Second here. How is that doctor? How far is that doctor from you, like distance wise?
He's about 54 minutes away from Georgetown.
Okay, I think I found. Is he? And you said he's a physical
endocrinologist.
Okay, because I do see an Andrew. You said Andrew Stevens, right?
Andrew Stevens. Steven.
Okay, is he in Charleston?
Yes.
Okay, I think I got him here. Okay, Andrew Stevens. I got him. Any other doctors?
Yes. Just the ophthalmologist is Mark Pereira.
Pereira?
Yes. It's Marcio Bastos Pereira, something like that. He's in Charleston. That's the ophthalmologist.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's Herrera. Herrera. I'm sorry. What's the
no,
name?
No,
Pereira.
Pereira. Pereira. Mariko Bastos Pereira.
And I'm sorry, one more time. You said, what city was he in?
Charleston.
Charleston, okay. Okay. Mauricio Bastos Pereira. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're going to pause on the doctors for a second. I want to see where we can, like I said, the reason we really called is to see if we can put some extra money in your guys' pockets, get some grocery money. That's what we definitely want to do. But I got to make sure all this kind of lines up too. So just making sure everything kind of, all the boxes got to be checked here. But we're gonna figure it out for you. Okay. So let me see here. Okay, so what I'm seeing here, and I'm sorry, I'm kind of just mumbling to myself here, but I'm just reading through these, so just give me one second here, but I'm just pulling some stuff up on my end here.
Okay.
All right, so this guy here. And Dr. Sutcliffe is his primary, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right, I got two that I'm looking at right now that might help them out here. I'm just I just want to make sure pulling the right ones here. That one. Okay, so this guy's good. Don't complete. Let's see. Okay, so let me walk you through what I'm sorry, and I do have to read this just for compliance here, and then I'll get right into it. Okay, before I discuss the plans available to you, Medicare requires a reminder: this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You do not need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll into a new plan today. Talking with me does not obligate you to enroll in or automatically enroll you in a plan. With your permission, this verbal scope of appointment allows me to discuss Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Ms. Garner?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, so let me just walk you through what we have here for you, because I think we'll be able to do some. We'll be able to help out, Jaron here. So I do see something here. Now this is. I know you have a lot of stuff already covered with your Medicaid, but this is also your coverage for. This is with the. This will be able to take care of things like your doctor's office visits are still here, specialist. Now, to kind of scroll down to the main thing here, this one is a qualified plan that has $261 credit, and I'm just reading exactly what it says here. It says $261 credit per month for OTC products and wellness support, plus healthy foods, healthy food and utilities for qualifying members. So this one you get $261 a month. Actually, hold on, this one you get more. One second here. And that's with United Healthcare. The only thing, this is that's a PPO. The only one that I see here is Humana as a HMO, but he would get $280 a month. But let me just see something really quick here, because that'll help well also. Because you have doctor, it doesn't show that your doctor's in network on these ones. So yeah, this dual complete plan. Yeah, you'd be able to get 200, you'd be able to get a card for $261 a month, and all of his doctors stay in network, so you wouldn't have any issues with that. And this is a $0 plan, so this is a really good plan for you guys, and it's going to give them that, like I said, give them a monthly, spending or, the grocery card, OTC card every month for 200, I keep saying 261 dollars a month.
Okay.
So next thing we need to do to finish the process here, because I knew he does see quite a bit of doctors here, but also his prescriptions. Do you have a list of his prescription or his bottles around?
Yeah. Hold on. Okay, I got them.
Okay, perfect. 1 second, let me pull that up. Okay, if you first off, how many does he have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He has 10 bottle prescriptions, and he has 2 insulin. He has the Lantus, and he has Novolog, and
okay.
He also have the. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Let's just start. I mean, I know you've got a few there. We'll just start with the first. We'll just start going through it. If I know some of the pronunciations get a little complicated, so what I always just tell, just read or just spell out the name of it. That way, I can find it a lot easier because it's auto popping it on my side.
Okay.
So yeah, we'll start with the first one. And we'll go through those.
Zenpep.
Can you give me the spelling on that?
Zenpep.
I'm sorry, you saying V as in Victor?
Z as in zebra. E-N. Yeah, Zenpep.
Zenpep, Zenpep?
Yes.
Okay, and how many, it looks like units, how many units is that? It It'll say like 3,000 to 1,400, 5,000 to 2,400, something like that on there.
It says 40,000 USP units.
Okay, I see it here. You said 40,000?
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. All right, on to the next one.
Gabapentin.
Gabapentin. All right, and how many milligrams?
100.
100, okay. Next one.
Amlodipine, 10 milligram.
Amlodipine, hold on, let me just get the spelling here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you spell that? Can you spell the first few letters for me?
AMLOD.
Okay, I got it.
Well, you got it, okay.
And you said it was how many? 10?
10, mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, all right, next one.
Mm-mm. I don't know this one, but let me spell it.
Yeah, just spell it out.
E-R-G-O-C-A-L-C-I-F-E-R-O-L.
R-O-L. I found it. Okay. All right. Next one.
It says, okay, you got it. Okay. The next one is, okay, METRONID.
Got it.
Got it?
Yeah. Is that like a gel or like a lotion or gel type thing? Cream.
No, it's an antibiotic. It's metronidazole.
Yeah. And what's the
it's
dose?
500 milligram.
500. Okay, I got it. Found it here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next one.
That was ATORVAS.
T-A-T-I-A-N, I gotcha. And
40 milligrams.
40.
40. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Metoclopramide, METOCLOPRAMIDE.
Got it. I found it. And how many milligrams?
Five.
Five. Okay. And the next one?
Ferrous sulfate. F-E-R-R. Ferrous. F as in fish. E-R-R-O-U-S. Sulfate, and it's 325 milligrams. I'm sorry.
F-E-R-R?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
E-R-R. Hold on. I might have to find the... Let's see. F-E-R-R. Can you finish spelling that for me? F-E-R-R.
O-U-S. S-U-L-F-A-T-E.
And how many milligrams?
325.
Okay, give me one second on that. Yeah, I think that's an iron supplement, right?
Yes.
Give me one second here. Just give me one second. I'm just trying to make sure I put that one in properly. Sometimes these names get Yeah, because I see it's a ferrous sulfate, like an iron pill. I'm trying to find it in our system here. Sometimes it's under different. Is it, there's no other like names on there. It just says ferrous sulfate.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I'm gonna just hold, put that one aside because I want to come back to that one. I'll be up in just a second. Let's just go to the next one.
Okay. Pantoprazole, P-A-N, T-O-P.
Okay, I found it. How many milligrams?
40.
40. Okay. And what else we got?
Aspirin. A 1 milligram.
All right.
And then he has the Zelfamer, S-E-V-E, L-A-M-E-R.
Okay.
And carbonate is 2.4 grams. Yeah.
Okay.
Then you ran out the other one. Mm-hmm.
Just real quick, the iron one, the ferrous, is that over the counter, or is that a prescription?
It's a prescription.
Prescription, okay. So I'm sure. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and move to the next one.
He has the Lantus insulin.
Lantus, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's L-A-N-T-U-S, correct? Lantus.
Yes.
Okay, all right. And then what we also got?
Novolog.
Novolog. Oh, Novolog.
N-O-V, yeah.
Novolog. Oops. Sorry, one second. Mm-hmm. Novolog. N-O-V-O-L-O-G. Okay, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then he has the Freestyle Libre.
What's it called?
Freestyle Libre.
Freestyle Libre?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one second there. That's for the glucose, the glucose test, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Okay, and then anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, hold on one second. And which pharmacy do you guys go to?
CVS.
CVS.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on one second here. Just to go back to the iron, how many milligrams was the iron? Or was the ferrous sulfate?
after that. 325 milligram. It says 325 milligrams, and in the parentheses it says 65 milligram iron delayed release intrahydrate. Yeah. So it says 325, and it says 65.
Okay, one second. You said CVS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got on this?
Yes, yes, Okay, that's just a little enough for me. One second on that. Okay, so I'll make sure this is the right guy here. That's not it. Okay, I'm just getting my site set up here. Just one sec. We're just going to finish up in just a moment here. Okay, so what I'm doing right now, I'm just kind of getting my site set up here. Just want to make sure I pulled everything up perfectly here. Okay, that's just going to load for me there. Okay, let's continue here. All right. So okay. You have a pen and paper. Do you want to take some? If you, I don't know. Maybe you've been taking notes. I'm not sure. Just gonna give
yeah, hold on a second. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, I'm just gonna kind of review what I got here, and then there's gonna be a series of yes or no questions I'll be asking. And like I said, you're fine speaking on behalf of Jared there. Mm-hmm. So you have some basic information here. You know, this is $0 premium. There's nothing to pay for. Medical deductible $288, drug deductible $615, inpatient. Hospital coverage $0, outpatient $0, doctor's office visit $0, every doctor's in network as well, $0 for specialists, preventative care, so wellness check, you know, checkups, screenings, vaccines, colonoscopies, all that's covered as well. Emergency care $0, urgent care $0. And then, of course, you get the $261 in OTC, okay?
Okay.
Anything you want me to go over specifically? That's just kind of a general, but is there anything you want me to kind of go over specifically?
Well, about the, you said, I'm going to go over the deductible. You said it's $288 for what?
$288 medical deductible.
And what does that mean? Right? If he be seen to a doctor or something, he's paying much or what?
Yeah, that would be the most that you'd have to come out of pocket. But, you know, to reach the deductible, mm-hmm. it'd be 28. But that just counts, you know, all the stuff that you get with that will count towards your deductible. So, you know, that's a low mm-hmm. deductible, so you're probably never going to have to worry about that.
Okay. Now, I'll explain that $615 to $615.
Okay, let me pull that up. up here. And like I said, that's the same thing as far as like if you anytime you go, you know, anytime something that's not covered, I go towards a deductible. So I put all his drugs in, all of his meds in, they're all covered. But if let's just say that he had something that wasn't covered, and then you, let's just say, for instance, he had something that was $100. I'm just kind of using this as a random, just for an example here. So let's say he had something for $100. So once you hit 650, say you paid $100 for this medication, once you hit the 615, then you'd stop paying for it. That's just how that would work. But all of his drugs are covered that are on here.
Okay. All right. So we'll be looking for, expecting a card when or?
Yeah, so everything will be mailed out to you. Yeah, here, I'll let me walk you through that here. I'm going to walk you through that in just a second here. I just want to confirm some basic information here. Anything else you want me to go over specifically about the plan itself before I continue? Because I want to make sure. You're going to get everything mailed to you, but is there anything you want me to kind of touch on a little bit more?
No, but I can call someone if I need to ask a question.
Absolutely. Okay. And I'm going to give you all that information, too, on the back end here. So let me just kind of get myself set up. Okay, just want to confirm some basic information. So it's Jayrin Gardner, Jayrin Gardner, Gardner. Date of birth is June 9th, 1992.
Yes.
And then I have a phone number here of 843-359-7856.
Well, that's my number, but I can give you his number.
It doesn't, I mean, it doesn't matter.
Okay, well then.
As long as there's a contact number, it doesn't matter, yeah. And I know you
with those
people, so it'll be fine. And that's a cell phone,
okay.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And just want to confirm the address of 234 Greentown Road. That's Georgetown, South Carolina?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. And Ms. Gardner, that's your home address and your mailing address are the same, right? You don't get stuff sent to like a P.O. box or anything?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right, and then I'm going to put preferred language for Jaren's English. Okay, 1 second here. All right, 1 second here. Okay, and okay, and I have your Medicare number. I got your Medicaid number. Hold on 1 second. I just have to re-log in my thing timed out here. 1 second on my other side. How's your guys' weather doing out there?
It's chilly out here.
Are you guys getting this? I'm all the way in California, so if you were kind of wondering where I'm at, I'm all the way on the West Coast. So.
Okay.
But my home office is over there. No, not where
y'all
I live. I'm in Southern California.
Well, there's rumors of snowing going on down here the weekend, so just chilly weather.
Okay. You're not catching that bad storm the way some of the people are you?
Mm-hmm. We still get to visit the beach.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But at some point in time, it's coming.
Yeah. Boy, enjoy what you got. All right, I'm loaded back up. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay, and these are just a few basic yes or no questions. Will you have prescription drug coverage like VA or TRICARE in addition to your UHC dual complete plan? Yes or no?
No.
VA or TRICARE, okay. And he's not in a long-term care facility or nursing home, so that's a no.
No.
And he's not going to have any other coverage besides his Medicare or Medicaid. That's a no. and he's not working, and obviously doesn't have a spouse that works here. Okay. These questions here, just answer them to the best of your ability. These are just from some health condition questions, okay?
Okay.
All right. Does he have diabetes type 1 or 2?
Type 1.
Okay. Does he have cardiovascular disorder?
Yes.
Okay. Does he have chronic heart failure?
Yes.
Chronic hypertension, like high blood pressure?
Yes.
High cholesterol?
Yes, because he's on cholesterol pills, yeah.
Okay. Autoimmune disorder?
No.
No. Cancer?
No.
All right. Chronic alcohol use disorder and other substance abuse disorders?
No.
Okay. Chronic gastrointestinal disease?
Yes.
Okay. Chronic kidney disease?
Yes.
Chronic lung disorders?
No.
Okay. Chronic and disabling mental health conditions?
No.
Dementia?
No.
HIV/AIDS?
No.
Immunodeficiency and immune suppressive disorder?
No.
Okay. Toxic neuropathy, myasthenia gravis or toxic neuropathy?
No.
No, okay. Neurological disorders?
No.
Overweight, obesity, and metabolic syndrome?
No.
Post-organ transplant, transplantation care?
No.
Severe hematologic disorders?
No.
Stroke?
No.
Conditions associated with cognitive impairment?
No.
And then conditions with functional challenges and require similar service, including spinal cord injuries, paralysis, limb loss, stroke, and arthritis?
No.
Okay. All right, 1 second there. And I'm sorry, can you give me the name of his primary care one more time, please?
Jack Setcliffe.
That's right, Jack Setcliffe. Got it right here. Jack Setcliffe. 1 second on that. Jack's, oops. G-L-I-F-F-E, two S. Okay. And then this. He is in the state of South Carolina. 2955. Okay. I'm just typing along here. Don't mind me. I'm just filling out my side.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm assuming he's seen Dr. Sutcliffe in the last 2 years. That's a yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, just going to read some disclaimers here. I'm just going to check these off, but I'm just going to read them real quick. I understand and agree that this authorization is voluntary. My health information may contain information created by other persons or entities, including healthcare providers, and may contain medical, pharmacy, dental, vision, mental health, substance abuse, HIV, AIDS, psychotherapy, reproductive, chemical disease, and healthcare program information. I may not be denied treatment, payment for healthcare services, or enrollment or eligibility for healthcare benefits if I do not sign this form. Once my health information is shared, the person or organization receiving it may share it again. If they are not a health plan or health care provider, the information may no longer be protected by federal privacy laws, and the authorization will expire 1 year from the date I sign this authorization. I may revoke this authorization at any time by notifying United Healthcare in writing. However, the revocation will not influence any actions taken before the date my revocation is received and processed. I'm going to check all those off. All right, and then I authorize the UnitedHealth Group's subsidiaries and their affiliates to receive from or disclose my individually identifiable health information between and among themselves. I authorize disclosure of all my health information, including my information relating to medical, pharmacy, dental, vision, mental health, substance abuse, HIV, AIDS, psychotherapy, reproductive, communicable disease, and healthcare program information. All right, so I want to read that real quick. Just move along here. Jaron Gardner. And today's date is the 27th. Okay, and you can answer this, Ms. Gardner, here. Have we discussed the benefits of the UHC plan to your satisfaction, and do you intend to enroll for a plan premium of no more than $0 with a proposed effective date of February 1st, 2026, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Do you understand that this is a Medicare Advantage plan that has a contract with the federal government and is not a Medicare supplement plan, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, and then you currently are a patient of Dr. Sutcliffe there. All right, okay. And I'm going to read this here. This is just basically saying there's no premium, but some people do have a premium because it does get taken out of their Social Security. Obviously, you know, this is $0 for you, but I do have to read this for everybody. So this doesn't really technically apply to you. So Social Security must approve this deduction. You will receive a monthly bill until approval is received. The Social Security deduction may take 2 or more months to begin after Social Security approves the deduction. In most cases, if Social Security accepts your request for an automatic deduction, the first deduction from your Social Security check will include all premiums due from your enrollment effective date upon up to the point withholding begins. If Social Security does not approve your request for automatic deduction, your plan will send you a paper bill for your monthly premiums. All right. Okay, 1 second.
Okay,
here. Yeah. Yeah, sorry. That's more for, because sometimes it does cost some money for certain people. But yeah, it doesn't really apply to you. 1 second here. Okay. On to the next one. Oops, I missed something. Okay, and then I'm going to mark yes because you did have help enrolling, and that's going to be with me. If you want to write my full name down, I know you had your pen there. You can write my full name down. Mm-hmm. It's Lawrence. My first name is Lawrence. And my last name is, yeah, Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E.
Mm-hmm.
And then my last name is Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S.
Okay.
Okay, this is just a disclaimer here, so it's just going to be a little wordy here, so I'm just going to kind of power through it pretty quick here, so just bear with me here. All right, by completing this enrollment form, I agree to the following. If I am enrolling in a Medicare Advantage health plan that has a contract with the federal government, I must keep both hospitals Parts A and B to stay in UHC plan. I must continue to pay my Medicare Part B premium. It is my responsibility to inform UnitedHealthcare of any prescription drug coverage that I have or may get in the future. I understand that if I don't have Medicare prescription drug coverage or credible prescription drug coverage as good as Medicare, I may have to pay a late enrollment penalty if I enroll into Medicare prescription drug coverage in the future. With few exceptions, I can only be in one Medicare Advantage health plan or Medicare prescription drug plan at a time. I understand that my enrollment in my selected plan may end my enrollment in another Medicare Advantage health plan or prescription drug plan. Enrollment in my selected plan is generally for the entire year. I understand that when my UnitedHealthcare coverage begins, I must get all my medical and prescription drug benefits from UnitedHealthcare benefits and services provided by UnitedHealthcare and contained in my evidence of coverage document. I also known as a member contract or subscriber agreement will be covered. Neither Medicare nor UnitedHealthcare will pay for benefits and services that are not covered. I will abide by my rules of evidence of coverage. Once I am a member of UnitedHealthcare, I have the right to appeal a plan decisions about my payments or services if I disagree. The UnitedHealthcare plan serves a specific service area. If I move out of that area that my selected plan serves, I'm need to notify UnitedHealthcare so I can disenroll and find a new plan in my area. I understand that Medicare beneficiaries are generally not covered under Medicare while out of the country, except for limited coverage near the U.S. border. Once UnitedHealthcare has received my enrollment form, I may get a verification letter to make sure that I understand how my plan works and to confirm my intent to enroll. This is not a secondary plan to Medicare Parts A and B. UnitedHealthcare pays instead of Medicare, and I will be responsible for the amounts that UnitedHealthcare doesn't cover, such as co-payments and co-insurance. Medicare's Parts A and B won't pay for my healthcare while I'm enrolled in UnitedHealthcare. If you are requesting a membership in a private fee-for-service plan, this plan statement applies. I understand that this plan is a Medicare Advantage PFS plan, which may have prescription drug coverage built in. Before seeing a provider, I should notify that the provider will accept this plan for each visit. My doctor or hospital isn't required to agree to accept these plans in terms and conditions and may choose not to treat me except for emergencies. I understand that my health care provider have the right to choose whether to accept the PFS plan's payments, terms, and conditions every time I see them. I understand if my provider decides not to accept PFS plans, I will need to find another provider that will. I understand that my PFS plan doesn't offer Medicare prescription drug coverage. I may obtain coverage from a Medicare prescription drug plan. Once I enroll, I may leave this plan or make changes only at certain times of the year if the enrollment period is available. Example is annual enrollment period from October 15th to December 7th of every year or under certain special circumstances. If you are requesting membership in a private fee-for-service plan, the following statement applies. Once the UHC has your enrollment form, you will get a call from a plan representative. This call is to make sure you understand how a private fee-for-service plan works and to confirm your intent to enroll to a UHC plan. If UHC isn't able to reach you by telephone, you will get a letter in the mail that contains similar information. If you're requesting membership for private fee-for-service plan, the following statement applies. As Medicare private fee-for-service plan, UHC works differently than Medicare supplement plans, as well as Medicare Advantage plans, and UHC pays instead of Medicare. Now I'll be responsible for the amounts that the UHC doesn't cover, such as co-payments and co-insurance. Original Medicare won't pay for my health care while I'm enrolled in a UHC plan. In fact, on a current coverage, if you are currently enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan, your current Medicare Advantage health care coverage will end once your new Medicare coverage starts. If you have TRICARE, you may be affected once your new Medicare Advantage coverage starts. Please contact TRICARE for more information. If you have a Medigap plan, once your Medicare Advantage coverage starts, you may want to drop your Medigap policy because you will be paying for coverage that you cannot use. Your response in this form is voluntary. However, failure to respond may affect the enrollment in this plan. Privacy Statement Act, the Center of Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, collects information from Medicare plans to track beneficiary enrollment in Medicare Advantage plans, improve care, and for the payment of the Medicare benefits. Sections 1851 of the Social Security Act and 42 CFR 422.50 and 422.60 authorize the collection of this information. CMS may use, disclose, and exchange enrollment data from Medicare beneficiaries as specific in the system records notice Medicare Advantage prescription drug system number 9-70-0588. If you are requesting membership in a chronic condition special needs plan, the following statement applies. I understand that this plan is a chronic condition special needs plan. My ability to enroll in the plan is based on my physician verification and that I will qualify for medical conditions. I understand that I'm enrolling into a UnitedHealthcare plan, Advantage plan, and not a Medicare supplement plan, Medigap, Medicare Select, or Medicaid plan. The information on this enrollment form is correct. To the best of my knowledge, I understand that if I intentionally provide false information on this form, I will disenroll from the plan. To cancel my plan, I can call the plan prior to the effective date. Additional information is provided in the plan's enrollment letter, which I will be receiving. You can file your complaint if you have concerns about your quality of care, other services you get from a Medicare provider, or about your Medicare plan. If you file a complaint, depends on what your complaint is about. For help filing a complaint, visit Medicare.gov, call 1-800-MEDICARE 24 hours, 7 days a week, or contact your local state health insurance program for free personalized help. All right. Thank you for that. I know that was a little bit of a lengthy one there, so thanks for bearing with me there. Okay. And I do
Listen.
Yes.
I know. So now I lost my train of thought. Okay. So this won't disqualify him from using his Medicare, would it? I mean, being this, that we sign up for the,
His Medicaid?
Yeah, his Medicaid, but both he's on Medicaid and Medicare, and that Medicare pays for the, so I hope I'm not doing something that I think that's going to help us, but then not going to help us. You know what I'm saying? So
this is a Medicare Advantage plan. So yeah, this is your Medicare, and then he still has his Medicaid. Yeah, of course. That's why he's eligible. That's why he's eligible to be on Medicare, because he's on Medicaid.
Okay. So, but it won't mess. What it won't do anything to his Medicare. I'm just asking.
When you say his Medicare, are you talking about his? What are we talking about? Because this is a. Are you talking about here? Let up real quick here.
Because the Medicare helps pay for his dialysis and what have you, and this surgery, like if he had like the major surgery and stuff like that. So,
yeah, you're talking about his only thing that he's on through is the WellCare, the Part D. I'm sorry, it's a Medicare Part D plan. That's just the drug plan, prescription drug plan.
So
he didn't have a Medicare Advantage plan before. Everything will still be set up the way it needs to. You're just going to be receiving your Medicare Advantage plan now.
It gets confusing.
Trust me, Medicare, Medicaid. I understand.
Yeah.
There's so many different things. And as I walk you through this on this back end here, I might have a little bit to kind of go over. Just you know, like you said, just to kind of answer some of those questions, because I know it is a lot of information. For both of you guys.
Yeah, well, Mr. Morris, you would have to give me your number because I know I'm gonna be asking some questions.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me get your what was your first name again, Ms. Gardner?
Lanier. It's LYNAIR.
Okay. And then your mom, obviously. I got you there, mom. All right. Okay, and then let's see here. That's loading up. Let me read this really quick. This is just about your prescriptions. If a specific medication isn't on the approval list, your doctor can usually switch you to a similar one that is covered. If you absolutely need that specific pill, your doctor may ask the plan for a special permission called an exemption. Just show your doctor your new card, and they will be able to handle the paperwork for you. So I just want to read that here. Let me load that up. I'm going to give you a confirmation number as well. Then I'm going to give you some phone numbers and all that stuff here.
Okay.
But I do have a little survey that I have to complete here, and then obviously you know all the answers here for your son, so you can go ahead and answer it here. Okay, so this is just a little survey here. All right, I'm going to read some disclaimers, and I'm going to get right into the questions. So I agree or understand that the below information regarding health assessment, a health assessment is a short survey that helps the health plan assess a member's health needs. Health assessments are conducted within 90 days of enrollment and annually within 365 days of the previous completed health assessment. Health assessments may be completed with a change in health status. Health assessments are used to assess each member for needs related to medical conditions or social status, function status, cognitive ability, and health, mental health. If any information collected from the health assessment is used to develop an individual care plan, which is to be shared with the member's providers. If a health assessment is provided or completed in a member's home, information regarding the safe disposal of prescription drugs must be provided by the sales agent. A written copy of the safe drug disposal form found on the Jarvis sales materials and provided to the member log with a verbal summary of the information in the form. At least two drug take-back sites in the community where the members live must be included in the form. Okay, so let's get right into the question. So we're doing this over the phone. And then Jamin's not a member of the U.S. Forces.
No.
And this is a cell phone. Okay, some of these you already answered. Just kind of refresh me here. It said they're a yes or no. Are you getting medical treatment for any of the following health conditions? Asthma?
No.
Cancer?
No.
Diabetes?
Yes.
Kidney failure?
Yes.
Heart attack or heart problems?
Yes.
Heart failure?
Yes.
High blood pressure?
Yes.
Mental health conditions like anxiety, depression, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder?
No.
Obesity?
No.
Stroke?
No.
Okay. In the past 2 months, did you or – and this is obviously for him. In the past 2 months, did you or others you live with eat smaller meals or skip meals because you didn't have enough money for food Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Has lack of transportation kept you from medical appointments, meetings, work, or from getting things needed for daily living? Yes. Yes, it has kept me from medical appointments. No, okay. And living situation, I live in a steady place to live. I have a place to live, but I'm worried about losing in the future, or I do not have a steady place to live.
Have a steady place to live.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. In the past year, have you been unable to get any of the following? Have you had troubles getting clothing?
No.
Employment?
No.
Internet?
Yes.
Healthcare or medicine?
No.
Phone service?
Yes.
Okay, social or community engagement. So it says, are you able to, you know, visit friends, talk on the phone with friends, go to church, clubs, meetings?
Yes.
Okay. Have you had any, were you unable to have any access to utilities?
No.
All right. Are you confident using a computer, tablet, or phone for healthcare visits or finding information?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. And then I know he's on more than 8 prescriptions in the last year. How many times in the last year, how many times has Jim spent the night in the hospital? 1, 2 to 3 times, or 4 more times, or none?
4 more.
4 more. Okay. All right. And this is obviously for Jaren. Do you need help with any of the following daily activities? Bathing?
Yes.
Eating?
No.
Getting dressed?
Yes.
Grooming?
Yes.
Managing finances?
Yes.
Mobility?
No.
Setting up and taking medications?
Yes.
Transfers, like moving from like a bed to a chair or getting around the house?
No.
Okay. Using the restroom?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And based on your response to the previous questions, do you have the help you need for these daily activities? Either I get all the help I need, or I need more help?
Need more help.
Need more help. Okay. All right. And then who helps you with your daily activities? And I'm with the Bark family because that's what you're helping him, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you provide care for someone else who needs help? So is he a caregiver? Is Jaren a caregiver?
No.
All right. In the past year, has he fallen or felt unsteady or worries about falling?
No.
Okay. How would you describe his physical pain over the last year? 0, no pain, mild pain, moderate pain, or severe pain?
Mild pain.
Mild pain. Okay. Over the last year, have you had daily problems with your thinking or memory?
Yes. Memory.
Okay. So you say he's had some memory problems in the last year?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Over the last 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by or little interest in doing have you been bothered by little interest or pleasure in doing things? So anything that not at all, several days, more than half the days, or nearly every day?
Several days.
Several days, okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. In the last 2 weeks, has he felt depressed or hopelessness or down? Not at all, several days, more than half the days, or nearly every day?
Nearly every day.
Okay. Do you have a personal, spiritual, or cultural preference that may affect your health care choices?
No.
Okay. Has drug or alcohol use made it difficult for work or keep relationships or meet goals?
No.
Okay. All right. That part's done. Okay. So now I'm just going to kind of give you some information here. Everything else is good to go. So a couple things. First off, let me give you your your confirmation number, your enrollment code for your records here. So whenever you're ready, let me know.
Okay.
Okay. It's going to be a series of letters and numbers, so I'm going to go nice and slow here. P as in Paul, the number 8, the number 1, D as in David, X as in X-ray, M as in Mary, D as in David, the number 7, T as in Tom, and D as in David.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give you some phone numbers here as well. You have my name. The name of my agent.
Hold on 1 second. Say the first three.
It's P as in Paul, 8-1.
8-1. And then D as in David. Okay.
Yeah, then DXM, D7, TD.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so a few things. First off, the name of my agency is Mega Care Insurance, so M-E-G-A-C-A-R-E, Mega Care Insurance. Our customer service number, let me pull that up for you, is 888-221-5543. All right. And our office hours are Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time, so your time, Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
That being said, you're going to receive, and I put in notes here, Ms. Gardner, that you kind of were speaking on his behalf, on Jeremy's behalf. You're going to receive a call from our customer service team probably tomorrow, no later than the following day. So either, what's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Wednesday. So Wednesday, no later than Thursday. And that's just a welcome call just to make sure everything got set up for you. Okay. And then from there, you're also going to receive a call in about a week or two after that to make sure everything got sent to you. Okay. So you'll get two calls from us. Now, I always tell this to people, you probably get a ton of spam calls. I know we all do. If you don't answer the call, it's not a problem. The customer service team will leave you a voicemail just to let you know we reached out. So if you do want to call back, you're definitely more than welcome to. But that'll you'll just expect two calls from us, one either tomorrow or the next day, and then another follow-up call in about a week or two once everything gets mailed out to you. So just kind of keep that in mind, okay? So if you see a random number, it's not a spam call. Like I said, they'll leave a voicemail just to make sure that you got it there, okay? I want to give you the direct number to United Healthcare as well. So that phone number is – oops, where'd it go? There you go. Okay. That number is 877-596-3258.
Okay.
Okay. So, and they're actually 7 days a week, and they're from 8 o'clock to 8 p.m. Local Standard Time. So that you can call them if you have any questions there. Let me see here if I got anything else for you. You got your – I give you your confirmation number. Other than that, your effective date, so the date that this goes into effect will be February 1st. So you'll get that information sent out to you. But other than that, you're all set. Ms. Gardner, for Jaron, any other questions that I can answer for you before we get off the phone here?
No, that's it.
Okay. Thank you so much. Like I said, expect a call from us either tomorrow or the next day. They'll leave a voicemail if you don't answer. But other than that, you're all set. Thank you for your time and patience. I appreciate it. And thank you for sharing.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.